Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
On the phone, the lady with the answer to that, Rebecca Gibney, is on the line. Good morning, Rebecca.
I love that song.
Did you know it was Badia?
No.
Because everyone sings and they just kind of go...
Yeah, that sounds about right. That'd be what I sing. Yeah,
of course. There you go. Now, exciting times for you, and especially today and tonight.
I know, it feels like a birth.
Does it really?
Well, we've been filming this for 8.5 months. It's like we're finally getting it on air. We're up to it. We're filming episode 20 at the moment, and so this is kind of like, wow, now we're putting it out there for people to see. So we're a bit nervous. We're all a bit nervous and a bit, you know, anxious to see what people think.
Wow. So this is Packed to the Rafters, the brand new show.
Packed to the Rafters, yes, it is.
Tell me what you thought when you got the script. You had the read of the first episode. What did you think?
Oh, look, I can always tell a script when it's a page-turner, and it was a page-turner. I wanted to know what was going to happen to this family. It made me laugh, it made me cry, and at the very end, when I read the last page, it filled me with hope for this family, and it was unlike anything I'd read in recent times. A lot of the stuff that I've been sent is, you know, cop shows or medical shows or things like that, and I'd been turning down a bit of stuff, and this one was just about an ordinary Australian family, and it hasn't been done for a long, long time, and it just felt right. And when they told me the cast that they were thinking about getting together, it just, everything fell into place.
That's very cool. Now, are there things in this family, in the Rafter family, that you can relate to? Is it like experiences from your own family?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think everyone will be able to relate to it because it is about a family. So you'll see your sister or your mother or your father, and they do tackle everyday issues. I mean, Dave's about to possibly lose his job, and so having been the breadwinner for all his life, all of a sudden he has to face unemployment, and then it falls on Julie to make the money. You know, at the beginning of the episode, they're about to start their lives afresh, having the children grown up and they're all moving out, and basically through a set of serious circumstances, one by one they come back. And it's how they negotiate living their life under the one roof with their grown-up family, plus my father, who's played by the wonderful Michael Caton. So, you know, there's a lot. I think there's something in there for everybody, frankly.
It's a hard path, though, for Australian drama. Are you a little bit nervous about how it might go? Because really, it's a tough world out there. It's a tough Australian landscape anyway on the TV.
I am nervous. I mean, because, look, in recent days, we've had comparisons with Underbelly. And, you know, frankly, the Rafter family are certainly not the Sopranos. Dad's an electrician. He's not a gangster. So we haven't tried to make anything gritty or, you know, we're not trying to compete with the CSIs or any of those types of shows. We wanted to make a gentle family drama. That is about the lives of this particularly typical Australian family, and hopefully people will take that into their hearts. I think I personally feel I'm sick to death of seeing blood and guts and all that sort of stuff. I really want to sit down and watch a show about relationships, and that's what this is. And I do believe that Australians want to see Australian stories told with an Australian voice, and that's what our show is.
Oh, sounds lovely. Now, the cast, it's quite a cool cast.
I think so.
You seem to get along. Even in the promos, we see Eric give you a little kiss and that kind of stuff. What's it kind of like when you get those kind of names together? You're sitting down reading a script. Are you nervous about, because you're all so good. You've all done such big things. Do you get nervous about what the other actors think?
The producers were very clever. They actually got Eric and I together way, you know, like over about a year and a half ago. They got us together and we sort of talked it through and got on like a house on fire. They were smart in the sense that they put people together before they actually cast everyone to make sure that we had the right chemistry. And Eric and I were like an old married couple within 5 minutes. We were chatting away. We've both come from New Zealand. You know, we've spent time in New Zealand, so we had a lot to talk about. Michael Caton I'd worked with before. So there wasn't so much nerves. In fact, if anything, the other thing that they got us to do as a family, they sent us out bowling about a year ago. We all went bowling. And in fact, people were coming up thinking that we were an actual family. And this was before we'd even started filming. So
wow.
We had the chemistry going before we'd even, you know, got the cameras rolling, which was great.
Were you playing the role of family when you were bowling? Or you were just kind of...
No, we sort of were. We kind of slotted into it. In fact, the girl that's playing my daughter, Jessica, has become very much my surrogate daughter, as the boys have become my sons. It's kind of weird. I've got a 4-year-old, and I've already flashed forward, and I've got 24-year-olds. It's kind of spooky.
That's good.
What is it with New Zealand as well? So many Aussie actors that we've claimed as our own seem to have come from New Zealand.
Mm. Well, I sort of am. I am an Australian citizen now, so Australia can claim me because I've actually spent more of my life in Australia than I have in New Zealand. Having said that, it's a bit difficult when the All Blacks are playing the Wallabies. I do have to toss a coin.
Oh, no.
I'm a bit of an All Black supporter, I have to say.
Oh.
But, I think it's because we're so close. I mean, we might as well be brother sister countries. We're very similar in our outlooks as well, so it seemed like a natural progression to go from New Zealand to Australia, and I've loved living here. I mean, I've even got the accent. I hid a bit of a New Zealand accent when I first got here. It was a little bit fake, but I managed to get rid of it.
I don't think
I could have worked that much.
Oh my goodness, that is uncanny. You do that a little too well.
I do go back to New Zealand every so often, so I have to slip back into it.
Wow, far out. Look, all the very best with the series, and I think it's a good thing too that there's a new show coming up with some cool values in it. So good luck and thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on board. Let's hope it rates its head off tonight.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.